This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I know we talk about gardening and answer questions, but, wow. I'm a little tired from this weekend's, baseball games. Can we wrap this one up tonight, Red Sox? I know my father's looking down saying, all right, one more. You know, a great weekend in New England for sports. So it's pretty cool stuff, but man, they keep you up late. You know, the other day it was 3:30 when the game finished. I was long asleep, but that's what's happening. So, you know. But that's enough of the sports. Let's talk some gardening. I do apologize today. The weather change is getting to me a little bit. I can feel it in my throat, and the whole family's starting to feel that temperature change. We had some warm and then cold and warm and cold. It's getting a little bit like winter or end of fall. I don't know, middle of fall. We had our first nor'easter of the season here in New England, where I am. I live in Lowell, Massachusetts. That's where I'm broadcasting from today. And wind was out there howling. Tons of rain. Leaves everywhere now. Branches everywhere. It's a day where I'm going to be waking up. It's, you know, going to be a little bit sunnier than yesterday, obviously. You're going to notice some branches broken. It's really a good day for a cleanup. Get out there and get all those branches that you pulled out that fell off. Finish up some of those leaves. Mow the lawn again. I love this time of year when it comes to mowing. You know, you got the leaves on the ground. You got the mower that has the bagger, and you just cut those clean lines, and all of a sudden it's just green grass in those lines. Oh, it's just a crisp look to it. It's really just cool looking. Definitely. If you're bagging the leaves, you want to be using those in like a compost pile. This is one of the best times to be starting a compost pile. End of the year, all the nutrients coming from the garden. I'm sure that some of the different veggies that you have in the garden have gone down to the ground. They're turning brown, turning black, that type of thing with the weather we've been having, unless you've been throwing the frost blankets over, protecting things like that. So that's those plants are starting to head south. So it's time to get them out of the garden. And, you know, these are ones that you could definitely be using in the compost pile, the leaves at least. A couple of years ago, my father and I were talking, and we've always thought that taking the plants out from the garden completely in the vegetable garden, so say a tomato plant, take the whole thing out, throw it in the compost pile, do that with all your, you know, cucumbers, everything. But my father had been talking with somebody, I believe he's from the western part of the country in Oregon. There's a different thought to it, which is actually really cool, and I want to pass it along to you guys because it's not the normal way that you would think when it comes to cleaning up the garden. You think about, all right, just getting everything out, cleaning everything nice, fresh for next year, maybe putting some cover over it for the winter. What this gentleman actually was talking with my father about is cutting like a tomato plant so there's about like an inch, maybe half an inch left, leaving the roots in the ground. Now, you've spent all summer, fall, spring, fertilizing, cleaning, and, you know, maybe using some sort of mycorrhizae, which is that beneficial fungi that will attack the root system. That's all in the soil. Now, in order to keep that going, that mycorrhizae needs roots to continue. So by leaving a little bit of the plant and the root system in there, that mycorrhizae can overwinter in the soil. Now, next year, that root system's going to be in there. You're going to want to plant near it, not next to it, not like right on top of it, but near it. And you're going to get some of those benefits from this year's fertilizing next year. Now, you know, it's not the same. You know, you look at it and you say, all right, you know, it might look a little bit dirty, but you're only leaving a half an inch. You might not see it. You know, if you do winter rye, maybe winter rye goes right around it. You could till that stuff in. It's just something different that hasn't really been out there mainstream. It's usually just clean up, go fresh start each year. But by doing this, you're continuing the mycorrhizae from years previous. So when you go out in the garden and think about cleaning up, just think about that. Because you could really do a lot more for your garden next year. And I've been talking about the past couple of weeks, thinking about next year, planning for next year, you know, getting your tools cleaned up, getting the mower ready for winter, getting the snowblower ready for the next season, that type of thing. This is something you can do for next season, and that would be really beneficial. Give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything we can to help you out today and answer all your gardening questions. Again, we'll be here till 10 a.m. Eastern time. The nor'easter is moving itself away. I feel the wind a little bit still out there this morning, but it's getting better. It's going to be better. Few days away from Halloween. That's usually the fall's officially here at that point once you hit Halloween. And next Sunday we fall back with the clocks. So it's going to be a little bit darker, you know, around 4:30 when you get home. So, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock when you get out of work, it's going to be a little bit darker. So this might be the last weekend for you really to get out there today and get in the garden. I know it's going to be warmer today in the 50s, at least in my area. You can get out there, get going, and really get ready for winter. It's right around the corner, and as they say, winter is coming. You know, we're not that far away. But, you know, one of the things that makes me really get nervous is we're a couple weeks away from Christmas trees and Christmas wreaths and Christmas really getting into all the garden centers. You know, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, maybe earlier in some. But it's almost Christmas time. This year's flying by. We're really, really flying by this year. You know, right now is the time to get out there and get ready for that next season. You know, start cleaning up the leaves. I went out Friday, and I knew the nor'easter was coming. I wasn't going to get all the leaves up, but I cleaned out, you know, as much as I could, got a couple bags out, just getting ahead of the storm so there was, you know, some of them out of the way so it wasn't as big when I go out there again. But I looked out this morning, and it looks like nothing got done. It's usually what happens around this time of year. But cleaning up those leaves, adding them to compost piles, or, you know, adding them to the town compost pile, that type of thing, is always a good thing to do, really, to clean up for the year. But ideally, if you could mulch them with your mower, you know, really get them that fine pieces, you could put them into garden beds, you could put them into compost. You know, you can get rid of them. It's really up to you and what you want to do, but it would be beneficial to be putting in a compost at this time. I was talking with somebody at work the other day. They were talking about all the different fertilizers we have from Espoma. And we were trying to figure out, okay, what people aren't going to be using at this point. You know, tomato tone, that's not going to be used. Flower tone, probably not going to be used. Those types of things. We're figuring out which ones, all right, we should just put this away, we should do this. And we came to compost starter. Espoma has a great compost starter. It's like, all right, let's put this away. And I said, wait a minute, hold on. I read an article from my father on his newsletter from a couple weeks ago, and it said, fall is the best time for composting. You know, that was one of the things that I knew. They teach you in school, but as my father had said, you know, all of a sudden things click. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And that's what happened. And I explained that to the gentleman I work with. And he was like, oh, that's great information to be telling somebody. So I want to pass that along to you. Composting right now is the best time. So give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. I'll say this a few times today, but I apologize. The cold weather and warm weather mix is starting to get to me a little bit. My whole family's starting to feel sick here, so I apologize. I'm trying to keep everything away from the microphone for you guys. I know it can be unpleasant to hear, so I apologize in advance. But feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. I know a few of you might just be waking up. We've had a few nights of Red Sox late games. Can't believe it's still going on. I have that feeling that my father has something to do with it, so it gets real excited. My father was a huge sports fan, loved his Red Sox, loved his Patriots, so I see these things, and it gives me goosebumps. It's a great feeling. Feel free to give us a call at any time today. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, with the temperatures changing, we're starting to get a little bit cooler at night. As you can tell, we've had some freezes, or just close to freezes. We're getting to a point where, it's time to think about how to protect our plants for spring, or for winter, and be ready for next spring. There's a great product out there from Bonai called Wilt Stop. It's an anti-desiccant that will help protect your evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwoods, hollies, that type of thing for the winter. So it's really time to be thinking about that. He wants the temperatures to be above 40, and it lasts about 2 months. I should say that again. It lasts 2 months, so you want to think about putting in a little bit later. I was looking at the temperatures for the week, and you know, you would think after all these nights of 30s and going like that would cool down and start to be normal. But I was looking, and my AccuWeather is telling me that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to be in the 60s during the day. It's going to feel awful like end of summer, beginning of spring. It's silly. But as they say around here, that's New England. We're going to have, you know, some cooler nights, maybe Tuesday around 33, but every other night is going to be in the 40s and 50s. So we're going the opposite of the way we were trending. It's a little crazy. Not something we expected, obviously. But it gives us some time to get out in the garden. It's going to be comfortable to do things. It's going to be comfortable to get out there and clean up. You know, do that, finish mowing. Continue to keep mowing. You know, leaves are going to be falling, and I like to just clean my leaves up by mowing them and mulching them. I have a bagger that I'll use, and I can put them in a compost pile. You can put them in garden beds to protect them. It might be a great one to use later on for some of your hydrangeas or your roses that you're protecting. You know, it's not something we want to put now. The ground hasn't frozen, and the small rodents are looking for places to live. You know, they're looking for a place like a hydrangea bed or a rose bed to just snuggle up in there and have everything that they need. You could also use salt marsh hay to be putting around those plants coming up soon. What I would do is I'd definitely get out into your garden center soon and buy that salt marsh hay and have it ready. My father would always say that you would want to get it now and have it ready for around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the best time to be putting the salt marsh hay, or you know, maybe those leaves that have been composted up or ground up, some soil, some mulch, that type of thing around your hydrangeas and your roses. But getting all that now, because in about, you know, around Thanksgiving, all garden centers are going to be thinking about Christmas trees, Christmas wreaths, poinsettias, etc. They might not have it. Now, some of the smaller local garden centers might have it now, but not later. So just get out there and get that now. Get ready for winter to get your, you know, get yourself ahead. That's one of the things we need to look at is always just getting yourself ahead, getting ready for the next level. So give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out today.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytonia plant-owned fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Wendell Hisrich is emergency management chief with the city.
There were 11 fatalities as a result of the shooting incident. There were no children. There were additionally 6 injuries, to include 4 of the police officers.
Officials say the gunman, Robert Bowers, has a history of anti-Semitic posts on social media. He was arrested and taken to the hospital. David Zubik is a bishop in Pittsburgh.
It's going to touch this entire community simply because violence is going to rock the foundation of our lives, but it also causes everybody to be worried, could I be the next victim?
President Trump is condemning the attack.
The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. As I said a couple times, I apologize. Feeling a little under the weather, but I'll do everything I can to help you out. So, I know we got a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Pat in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I miss you, Dad, but you're doing a super job.
Thank you.
Yeah. I had a question about mulch and compost. I have a lot of pine needles falling in my driveway. Are they okay to put on my garden bed for the winter? Are they acidic or not? Are they all right?
They are acidic. So, I mean, you might want to look at, if you use them, put them in around plants that are more acidic-loving plants, such as most evergreens, you know, like your rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwoods, hollies.
How about my vegetable garden? No good?
I wouldn't necessarily put it in there. One of the things with them, you know, they are acidic, so they can add to it. They do, you know, some places will actually use the pine needles as mulch. They'll put it in there around everything, some different areas of the country. I know in the South they'll use it for their mulches versus, you know, some of the shredded wood that we use in New England. But I personally would use them around more acidic-type plants. You know, again.
Okay.
You know, you could be putting them around hollies, boxwoods, rhododendrons, azaleas, just to name a few. You can put them around blueberries. Blueberries love acid soil, so that might be a good spot to use it.
So I should not put them in my compost.
You can add them to the compost if you'd like, but maybe not all of it. You know, you want to have some different aspects to it. You know, mixing it up together is going to help you become you know, have that compost better and richer. Wouldn't put, you know, a ton of them in there, but I would add to it, you know, help balance out some of it. You might have a very alkaline type product out there that's in the compost, and it can just help balance it. So I would use a little bit of it just to mix in with it. It's really up to you on how you want to do it, but I wouldn't do, like, you know, bags of it.
Oh, no. Well, I don't have that much anyway. And I used straw and the hay in my compost.
Perfect. That's definitely going to help it. And that's going to, you know, that'll keep the temperature in there, because you're looking to get that temperature on the inside to warm up. You want it to get warm and start to decompose. And by putting it in there, it's going to keep that temperature warmer. It's not going to, you know, not going to just freeze instantly, just like you're doing, you know, outside when we get some of those temperatures. So that's great to add to it.
All right. What if I sprinkle some, what do you put on the lawn in the fall to, I can't think of the name of it.
Like a fertilizer or?
Yeah, and to counteract the acid rain.
Oh, some lime? You could put some lime in there. One of the things I would suggest using right now in a compost pile, even if it's already started, is there's a product called Compost Starter from Espoma.
Oh, yeah. I have used that.
It just helps add to it, and it does does really well. That would be something if you're looking for a fertilizer to add.
Okay. All right. So not so much for the pine needles then.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, you know, knowing that they're acidic and they're coming from the, you know, very acidic soils, I might put a little bit in there just to get some of that balance of all different types of plants, et cetera, to mix in the compost. But it might be something that you could, if you put too much, you're going to make that compost too acidic for the soil.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat, for the phone call.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Wiltstop Plant Protector. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on your outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonite's Wiltstop is the answer. This is all natural product. Once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wiltstop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wiltstop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wiltstop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonite's Wiltstop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce, ready to use, and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wiltstop Christmas Trees and Wreaths is available in a pint, ready to use, for easy application of your live seasonal decorations. Bonite products are a family made in America. Wiltstop is available at these fine stores. A Mahoney's Garden Center near you. West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and Hart Farm in Dennisport, Massachusetts. All right, guys, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got somebody on the line?
Yep, Joan in Massachusetts.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Enjoy your program and have for a long time with your dad. So sorry about your loss.
Thank you.
I'm a senior citizen, and you know, on a fixed budget and don't have too much help. But I have someone who might help me with my front landscaping. I have holly, rhododendron, in a very scrawny yew, which he wants to cut down. And it's probably, I'm just been guessing how high, it's hard for me to know exactly, but it's maybe 10 feet, and four of them are just either bare or, you know, little bitty dead branches.
Okay.
He wants to cut that whole thing down. And then the next is a holly, and next to that is a rhododendron. And I think there's an azalea there, too.
Okay.
And he wants to trim them back, the holly and the rhododendron. And I told him, from having listened to your dad for a long time, not to do more than a third. And I don't know if this is the right time of the year to do it either.
Okay,
but
so...
There's no space, really. They're all close to each other.
Gotcha. So the yews, he can be cutting those back at this point. It's usually by a third, like you said.
He can't just get rid of it? I mean,
he could get rid of it at this point if that's what you want to do. That would be no problem.
I don't think there's going to be any growth at the bottom, would there be?
No, it's usually what happens is it's going to focus on the outsides towards the top. And really, the idea is to get bigger and better and stronger by pushing all the growth that way. Once you start to see bare branches, bare like trunk, it's not going to push that much growth, if any. You might get a few here and there, but it's not going to do anything that's really going to fill in the shrub.
Yeah, it's not going to have a good appearance.
No, you know, unfortunately, the thing about it is a yew, where we are, has been transformed into, you know, a small shrub. We can form it, that type of thing. If you go into Europe, yews are trees. They're big everywhere. That's the idea. They want to just get bigger.
Oh.
So that's the idea behind the yew. We've just really compacted them. We've created these different varieties that does that. So, you know, a yew in the back of its mind, if you will, wants to be a big tree. That's one of the reasons why it grows like that. But you know, if you're only seeing certain growth here and there, it's not really gonna come back. You could put fertilizer down, but it might not do anything for you.
And it doesn't look good.
Yeah, if it doesn't look good, you can get rid of it.
Okay.
As far as the rhododendron, you know, by doing any of the pruning right now, he could be taking out some of next year's blossoms.
Yes, I do understand that.
You know, it's okay if he wants to prune it now. That would be fine. Just have to realize, okay, you're not going to get as many blossoms as you have before. If it's just gotten overgrown, etc., you know.
Yes, because it's probably close to 20 years in there, and
yep.
It hasn't had much attention to. I'm not a big gardener, and my husband passed away 10 years ago, and he was the one that used to take care of it very well.
Gotcha. You know, it's one of those things where you could look at it and say, it just needs to get done, so I'm going to get it done and live without some of the flowers. You know, in a couple years, you're really going to have a fuller-looking rhododendron. It's going to be cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I know the past couple years, last year, I really butchered one of my rhododendrons at home. It just had gotten too big. It was huge. It wasn't looking that great. And I did it right after it flowered. Just that's what I've always done. But again, you could do it now if you wanted. And I cut that thing back and took out some branches that I know my wife was looking at me saying, "You sure that's going to work?" And I was like, "All right, trust me." She knew what I was doing.
But yes.
Cleaned it up, and this year, just it has filled in and is really looking healthier. So the pruning is going to help the tree. You know, just make sure if you use the same person to help you out, maybe they fertilize with Hollytone in the spring for you. With all the shrubs that are there, you said you had some azaleas and rhododendrons. All evergreens love Hollytone, so that might be something to do in the spring to think of to help out, especially when you're cutting back the rhododendron now.
Yes.
It's really going to help it rejuvenate itself in the spring. So, you know, look to do that in the spring. The other thing you could do is with any of the evergreens that are leaf-like evergreens, use wilt stop.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that.
So it's definitely something...
If we cut the holly and the rhododendron.
to put.
You would definitely want to be spraying that on there, all over the leaves. If you could wait a little bit of time, the better.
Okay.
This only lasts for about 2 months. So if you were to put it down now, we're looking at December 28th for it to be, you know, it run its course, if you will.
Yes.
So you kind of want to try to push it into November a little bit. You know, look at the temperatures. You want the temperatures to be 40 degrees or higher when it's sprayed. This week, like I was saying a little while ago, the weather looks like New England. You know, I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have some 60s. And at night in the 50s. So it's not something you're looking to do right now. So definitely wait maybe into November if you could, and it would really benefit you, Joan.
Okay. And what about the holly?
Same thing with the holly.
Same thing.
Yep, same thing.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for the phone call, Joan. Enjoy the rest of your day. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to call us.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tracy in Columbia, South Carolina.
Tracy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I've noticed most of your callers are from up north, and I wanted to know if you had any tips for us southerners. I noticed a lot of my elderly gardeners near us are wrapping plants, and I just didn't know what to do.
Are you looking to take care of, like, the front gardens, that type of thing?
I've got lavender, and I've got hydrangeas, and azaleas and whatnot, and I just wanted to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Okay. Now, the lavender is going to be going by soon once it really gets, you got a little bit warmer temperatures. I know you've gotten the same amount, a lot of rain down there, that type of thing this season. So they've probably been growing really well. Once the frosts hit down there, you're going to notice some dieback on it. They're going to slow down a bit. You can cut the lavender back. Once it's really done its thing, cut it back to a couple inches to get it ready for the winter. Now, the hydrangeas, you're probably just finishing up the blossoming season with those. I like to, at the end of the season, cut back any of the flowers that are on there so they don't sit on there for the winter. If you do get some snow down there, it's a little more drastic when South Carolina gets snow than in New England. Our plants are zone hardy for that colder temperatures, and the more snow that sits on them, they can bend and break the plant. Now, if you guys were to get some, you know, snow or some heavy cold, it could, you know, wilt the plants down. And by wilt, I mean just droop them down. And having any of the snow on top of it could do some damage a little bit worse than it would up here. So that's why I would suggest cutting back any of the spent blossoms. You know, don't cut them all the way to the ground. Just cut the blossom off itself. So if you get some heavy rain, or some snow or some cold weather, and when it droops over, it's not going to break the plant.
Okay, thank you.
The other thing I would suggest doing for that is piling up some either mulch or salt marsh hay around your hydrangeas. About 12 inches by 12 inches around, but waiting a little bit until the ground freezes. You don't want the ground to be diggable or, you know, really the biggest thing that you're concerned about is mice or that type of small rodent going into the area and building a home with the salt marsh hay or straw that you've used early. So that's why you really want to wait till later. Wait more until, you know, around Thanksgiving. For you, it might be a little bit later. You know the temperature when it will really get to freezing better. But really, once the ground's frozen, that's when you want to put it around the hydrangeas. You can do the same thing with roses as well. Roses you don't want to cut back at this time of year. You want to do those in the spring. But if you had roses, you would put that salt marsh hay around. One of the reasons why I suggest the salt marsh hay is salt marsh hay has no weed seeds in it, whereas straw could have some weed seeds, so you could be adding them to the garden bed. There's products out there. I know in our area there's like a lucerne hay that is weed-free that would be nice to put around it. You could also use mulch, bark mulch around a hydrangea or a rose, that type of thing, to really get it overwintered right. But again, you know, the rule of thumb in New England is to wait until about Thanksgiving to be putting that around there. It might be a little bit later. Maybe it's, you know, middle of December, more like Christmas where you are. As far as burlapping trees and shrubs in the area, you know, you can do that. That's not something that would be bad for them. Just make sure you take them off early enough in the spring when it starts to warm up. Now, putting those on there blocks all the light to go through there, but it does protect them, keep them tied up. If you're worried about them splitting over the winter, you could just use some sort of twine. The ones I like to use is jute twine. It's a green biodegradable twine that you can wrap around like an arborvitae, something that might weep like that, and that would really help it. So those are just a couple things you could do, Tracy. So, Tracy, we thank you for the phone call, the phone number here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You did.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out going forward today until about 10 o'clock Eastern time. So feel free to call us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.